Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the 25th anniversary of the OERB cleaning up abandoned well sites across Oklahoma.
They sent in a crew, and in 10 days, they had it cleaned up, paid for by the oil and gas industry.
Thanks to voluntary contributions from Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners, more than 17,000 sites have been cleaned, returning the land to its original beauty. Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
Ranching ain't for sissies. The 2019 Hip Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas, will take on critical issues facing the beef cattle industry. Speakers will include Temple Grandin, Burke Teichert of Beef Magazine, Cattle Facts, and many others. For more info, call Hip Hill County AgriLife at 806-323-9114. 806-323-9114. 323-9114. This is Ron Hayes. I'll see you in Canadian.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The United Kingdom was set to leave the European Union at the end of this week, but indecision among its parliament has resulted in delays, political chaos, and general uncertainty impacting the progress of a trade deal with the United States. Nearly 3 years after 52% of British voters supported a referendum pulling Great Britain out of the European Union, its lawmakers are nowhere near finalizing how exactly to go about it. Dr. Julian Benfield is the Director of International Programs with the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He says with the EU granting a brief extension, British lawmakers are essentially down to three options.
There could be no deal left and the UK could leave on the crash out on the 12th of April, or maybe the UK might decide that they want to stay in the EU after all. I think the most likely way forward from now is with under Theresa May's withdrawal agreement, which would come into effect on 22nd of May. But in order to do that, we need to have they need to be voted on again. And that's already been rejected twice by the UK Parliament.
Lawmakers are assuming control of the legislative agenda Wednesday to gauge the viability of other alternatives, including a second referendum or customs union. Benfield notes that any of these options will impact how the U.S. proceeds with trade negotiations, not only with Britain, but also with the rest of Europe.
If the UK does agree a withdrawal agreement similar to that proposed by the Prime Minister and agreed with the European Union, then the UK will go on to have another transition period until December 31st, 2020, when it will remain within the EU. They'll negotiate their own trade deals during that time. Then they can negotiate with the US. If the UK leaves with no deal on the 12th of April, then potentially some US-EU agreement could be made. But realistically speaking, there has to be the trade agreement between the EU and the UK has to be agreed first before there's a significant trade deal between the US and the UK.
A major hurdle in the Brexit discussions is the status of Northern Ireland, which would leave the EU with Britain while the Republic of Ireland remains in the EU.
That agreement doesn't cover the details of trade. All of that agreement looks at is the financial settlement, citizens' rights, and this idea of this Irish backstop. And that's related. The people who oppose Theresa May's deal on the Brexit side are worried that part of that deal will mean that ensures, if you like, a kind of a perpetual soft Brexit where the UK will always have strong ties with Europe to preserve the border agreement with Northern Ireland. So it's been a very important point up until now. Because the agricultural sectors of the UK and Ireland are very closely linked and there's a lot of trade between those two countries, that's going to be a major sticking point going forward.
You got farm news on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.